Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Cortese is with us. Jeff was highly recommended by a friend, James Galliano, who's joined us many, many times over the years. Jeff's background, as I mentioned before, with the FBI, Capitol Police in particular, detail with former Speaker of the House. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on. I could just start with, as I look at your Twitter bio and this amazing brisket you made. Man, oh, man. That looks spectacular. That's, we'll have you and James on another time. We can talk food that we can make. It's, wow, I want to come to your house right now. Thanks for the time. You're on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. With your background with the FBI and U.S. Capitol Police, what were your emotions? What were you thinking as you watched last Wednesday?
Boy, I think I'm still working through those, still trying to figure out exactly what I was feeling. It was mixed emotions throughout. I still have so many friends and colleagues that are working with the Capitol Police. So, you know, my initial thought was for their safety. And you know, unfortunately, not all of them came out unscathed. That was in touch with a few that were more than just beaten up a little bit. So that obviously makes it very personal and created a little bit of frustration, to say the least. Maybe at an elevated level or a different level than most others watching, obviously, from outside of D.C., you know, obviously the symbolism behind what was taking place, the symbolism of the building itself and what it all meant to everybody, it was even a little bit more personal having walked those halls regularly and still having so many good friends there.
The outgoing Capitol Police Chief, Steve Sund, is taking a great deal of criticism. Yeah. Does he deserve it?
Well, I think the investigation, which is imminent, will ferret all that out and determine wherein lie the blame. At the end of the day, he's the boss, and somebody needs to be held responsible for the breakdown. And being the main guy, when great success is achieved at the Capitol Police, he gets to enjoy those benefits. And so when failures find their way into the agency, then he's got to take responsibility for those as well.
He spoke with the Washington Post over the weekend, and he is saying that ahead of this, I reached out to other agencies, including the National Guard, and also is pointing out as the events were taking place early in the 2 o'clock hour, East Coast, when the building had been breached and was reaching out for help, and that wasn't coming. How does that happen? I think a lot of us still just can't fathom that, knowing that a lot of people were going to be there, having no idea that they would go to this lengths, but that the best of the best would be uber prepared and have the ability to react on the fly, and it just seems like none of that took place.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that stood out the most to me. The Capitol has, for the longest time, been a focal point of protests. And the Capitol Police probably have more experience in dealing with protesters than any one agency in the country. They've got the tools. the money, the resources, the skills, the experience, but it just seemed like none of that showed up on last Wednesday. I've read, as you stated out, what the former chief had mentioned, and I've read articles saying the opposite, and I think we're going to get a lot of that, a lot of finger-pointing back and forth.
I was just going to ask you that, because you know this. The Pentagon is saying, no, he didn't ask us for this ahead of time.
In fact, I think I had read that some had commented that they offered resources or that agencies had offered resources and they were declined. It's going to take a more detailed, in-depth investigation to really get to the bottom of what had transpired. But the outcome certainly was a surprise. And, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that I think the political influence into the operational activity of the agency can't be overstated. It is at least underappreciated, the amount of influence that members of Congress individually and as well as a collective have in the behaviors and in the operational activity of the Capitol Police.
So a lot of us look at this. The Secretary of Defense has confirmed that in the end, the final say also came from the Vice President. You have reporting from a number of outlets that the president was watching this and more of his attention was directed at his anger towards the vice president than it was at playing whatever role he could play. Is it fair for a lot of us to wonder if the president in any way limited how the Guard and others responded?
I think it's fair to express that concern. I think it's fair to ask those questions. What in the end was the ultimate culprit will be determined by the investigation, I presume. But I think over the last year, we have seen from leadership selective accountability of individuals. We really haven't had politicians and pundits speaking up against violence to the extent that maybe we should. I think this 2020-2021 is going to be an interesting case study in years to come.
Sure, absolutely. Jeff Cortese is with us, formerly at the FBI and specifically U.S. Capitol Police security detail. Tell people how long you were with Denny Hastert and how different that is when you're with the speaker compared to others.
Sure. So I was with the Denny Hastert security detail for about 2.5 years. How different is it? It's a larger detail than the others. The leadership and high threat members of Congress have security details that are staffed by the U.S. Capitol Police. The speaker's detail, being second in line after the vice president in presidential succession, has the most robust of the details. We operated in conjunction with the other details, obviously, and collaborated with them, but had a larger dedicated resource for the speaker.
I know you can't go into detail and you shouldn't go into detail about specific locations within the Capitol itself about where individuals were brought. Can you share in broad sense about the safety apparatus that is available at the Capitol to protect individuals, including all members of Congress?
Sure. As you said, without getting into specifics and the internal workings, I mean, there are options and secure locations that you can bring members of Congress in situations such as this. I've participated in, three or four evacuations of the speaker over the time that I was on his detail. Leaving the building is usually the first route that you want to take. And in a situation like this, leaving doesn't appear to be an option. So having to batten down the hatches and get folks to secure areas. And again, most of these individuals in Congress do not have dedicated security details. Only a very few select do. So given the resources were probably thinned out on the outside of the building, there probably wasn't a whole lot manning the inside, so to speak. So once that outer perimeter and then the inner perimeter was breached, the inside became very vulnerable. But certainly there are contingencies in place on site to be able to protect the members.
Jeff, in hindsight, when we look at what took place Wednesday, was a mistake made in how protected the Capitol was all along? If this would have been a more coordinated attack by individuals with greater training, I guess I'm in that group wondering what would have happened. Or should we understand that if it was something of greater preparation, that the levels of law enforcement that we know about and don't know about would have responded in a very different fashion? And so we should feel better about the safe, the Capitol. Which side is it?
We have the capability to secure the building, in my opinion. We've got the resources. We've got, much of this type of thing comes down to planning. I think, the agency itself is one of the most heavily funded in the country. They have the resources, they have the experience, they have the money, they have the training. But absent proper planning and contingencies in place, it doesn't matter how much of all the other things you have. If you can't execute, then you become vulnerable. So, is it something that can be secured? Is it something that can be secured by the people that are there? Yes. I was highly impressed by the resolve and the courage that a lot of these Capitol Police officers showed in a clearly outmanned situation. So it was not a matter of grit or will or even resources. I think ultimately it kind of came down to an issue of strategy.
So let's now advance to what has been happening the last few days in trying to pursue these individuals who posed for photos, made themselves available. We have dozens who have been arrested already. How do you view the arrest so far, and where do you think we're headed over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I got to give the FBI a lot of credit. I think they rightly came out with an aggressive public campaign after the event, billboards, social media posts, among others, trying to get information from the public. They set up a depository online so that folks can submit videos and photographs and whatnot. They're going to be scouring social media, sifting through the information they get from the public. There's going to be some facial recognition work done, conducting interviews, canvassing neighborhoods, collecting CCTV, all of that. I was in Tucson when Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was targeted, along with 18 others, and including a federal judge. I was, a small part of that investigation. That was a massive investigative undertaking that had all hands on deck. I don't think this is going to be any different. And the FBI is well suited for it. I think they are aggressively going to pursue the identification and of any and all individuals involved in illegal activity. I'm very confident about that. I think that the fact that they have so many arrests this soon is a good sign. And there's going to be more to come.
Jeff, you're an outstanding guest. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Do you still have some of that brisket left?
Unfortunately, no. But I can always make more, so you're welcome anytime.
Hey, making brisket is hard, right?
It's my kryptonite. It scares me every time I do it, but we had some success this time, so I was pretty pleased with it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for your service, too.
Thank you so much for having me on. You have a great day.
Jeff Cortese. Recommended by a friend, James Galliano, and lived up to it. Man, he was good. His time with U.S. Capitol Police, his feeling about what took place, understanding what may have happened, what might not have happened, the investigation, and now from his FBI background, the pursuit of those insurrectionists.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.